Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our next guest on the show because he represents a group of people who are among my heroes. Everybody who listens to my show knows what a big proponent I am of Chambers. I consider myself to be a champion of Chambers because I talk about him all the time. And Mick Fleming is a great member of our Brain Trust, a good friend of mine, and yours, whether you know it or not. He's the president and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives, and that's the organization that trains the professionals who run Chambers in your town. And he's here to talk to us about Chambers and all the things that they're doing to help you and your small business. Mick Fleming, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here. It's been too long. I'm glad to be back on.
I know. We're glad to have you here. And happy St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, well, you know, with I think my four grandparents were Cullen, Fleming, Mulroy, and Burke. So today's we celebrate St. Patrick's Month at our house.
I believe it. Yeah, well, I've got my green on today. So happy St. Patrick's Day. Hey, Mick. We're going to talk about Chambers in a little bit, but first I want to talk about a big event that you guys got coming up. Every year you have a big convention, and I've been to every one since St. Louis, which was probably, what, back in 03 or something like that. And and we enjoy them every year. Great to see all of our Chamber friends. But the big one this year is in Los Angeles. Tell us about what's going to be happening out there.
It's August 3 through 6. It's going to be a great event. We have, for a bunch of years, we've not been in a tier one kind of market. We've always been sort of in the mid-sized cities. For
Milwaukee, Raleigh, St. Louis.
Yeah, Sacramento. Yeah. And
Pittsburgh.
So now we're going to try this major market. We are very excited about the opportunities in these communities for things to do in a tier one city like Los Angeles are just fantastic. And I think the draw power for us to get Chambers to come and take part in the event will be, expanded because of the opportunities people can do on the shoulder days before and after.
Mm-hmm.
Take their families and see the beach if they haven't been to the West Coast.
The event, and we're planning on being there, but remind me where the event is relative to downtown. Can you tell me that?
It's right in the new downtown area that's been built, the kind of live L.A. downtown, where so it's at the brand new Marriott downtown, and
so it is downtown.
Allow everybody to walk to some of the theaters and some of the other activities.
I'm gonna tell you something. Folks may be surprised, but the La Brea Tar Pits are right there in downtown. They're amazing, and also the Los Angeles County Art Museum with the Hammer exhibit is absolutely breathtaking. If you like art, it's great there too. And all that's downtown. You never have to leave the area. Mick, one of the things the reason I like to talk about the Chamber Executives Convention to small business owners is they're the ones, the people listening to you right now are the people who are members of their chamber, they're board members perhaps of their chamber, and they're the ones who come up with a budget every year or not for their chamber leader to go to your convention to learn about what chambers are doing to help their communities, to help small business owners. And this is an investment that I want to encourage every chamber to find a way to make for their chamber executives, even if you can only send one. I know some chambers who alternate. They'll send one person one year, one person another year. Some chambers will send more than one person every year, depending on the budget. But try to find the money to send somebody this year and at least one person every year. What do you think?
Well, I think the thing that makes this year a little bit different is that there's this clear evidence that America is moving into this next economy, and it's become a little bit trite, but the reality is that some communities are going to have more trouble coming back from this economic slump than others,
right.
and that some industries are, so that, you know, in some places it's going to be very hard for strip retail or for certain kinds of commercial space to come back or for certain industries. And so, you know, to figure out how to deal with those issues, the chambers have to learn both from each other and from the pros, and they're going to have to deal with them. And so this is the I guess, the first best opportunity to do so. And there's nothing like it really in the world. You know, there's no opportunity like this to learn how to do the work.
Well, and there's another thing. Every chamber executive, in order to keep their credential, they have to do a certain amount of continuing education credits, and this is where they get those.
Yeah, and for those that are certified chamber execs, they definitely need to continue that education, and then there's those who aspire to. And
right.
So, unlike in some other professions, this is sort of like publishing and being a talk show host.
Right. You know,
there's not any specific credential for it.
Wait a minute. Hey, Mick, the website is acce.org.
Yes.
My big credential is highly opinionated. That's what one thing you got to be, and of course I'm such a wallflower too. Quick break, right back with Mick Fleming. He's the CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. Folks, go to acce.org and find out more about that. When we come back, we're going to talk about chambers. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.